Hello and welcome to the sixth and last episode of the Sonic Arts Network podcast. First up on today's programme is a piece I've been pretty mesmerised by recently. It's a piece from 1961 composed by John Cage and it's called Variations 2. And I won't start rambling on about the parameters of the score and how the piece is constructed as, to be honest, I don't really fully understand it in all its complexity. However, this particular realisation for amplified piano by Cage's long-term collaborator David Tudor, I think is pretty special.
I can sense something in front of me. I can hear it in the sound. The sound changes as just walking around. This feels quite closed in. I think it's a wall in front of me. I'm just going to put my hand out. Yes, it is. It's a brick wall. Oh, we're walking up onto the grass now. Oh. Right, we are in front of a rather large object, a stone arch, about my head height. Another stone structure. This again is standing on a pedestal like a tower. This one is kind of cylindrical. A cylindrical tower this is standing on, and then it comes up to a long barrel-shaped stone object, which is placed on the top of the tower horizontally. And then on top of it, there's another cylindrical object placed vertically on the long barrel. Bang. Lots of bangs going on. I don't know quite what's happening, but as you can hear, there's quite a lot of birds. Twigs underfoot. Well, this is quite a big, rectangular, extremely tall, extremely wide stone block. Now I'm going to follow this to see where it goes. Oof, it goes a long way. It's going to the right now. It's a huge place. Oh, to the right again. It's gone. Oh, I've just nearly fallen over another stone structure. The wall is now on our left, and I'm following it round to the left. It's just a great big, huge stone wall. And a big metal object, a cube-shaped object, going way up, higher than me. Quite what it's there for, I don't know. But it's up down the bottom is... Oh, big metal letters. Oh, no, it's not. I thought they were letters, but I don't think they are. Oh, there's a hole in this metal thing. I wonder if it's for water to come out. I wouldn't thought so, though, would you? I haven't the faintest idea what this could be. There's a hole in the bottom of the metal cube-shaped object. And then it comes down onto the floor, and then a little way away is this other metal object, which looks like letters, but it's not, because it's sort of like a strip, then a space, then another little metal strip, then a space, and then all little different metal strips, and it sort of ends in this long, slightly curved metal flat thing. I haven't the faintest idea what this could be. Following the wall again on our left. Oh, there's a bit sticking out there. That could be a door. Might have had a... No, it wouldn't have had a picture in it, surely. No, it won't open. That's interesting. This is a clock, but I can't see where you'd wind it. Following the wall around again to the left, we're on the path now. It goes in a little bit. We've reached a big... Oh! There's an echo. Hello? We've reached a big wooden door, and the right of it is a handle. And just above the handle is a... sort of a catch that you push down, a bit like on an outside door. Wall's coming round to the right again. Hi, another one of those metal cubular objects. And I've found a window. I think that this could possibly be a church. The reason I say that is sometimes church windows are like square shapes and diamond shapes, so I think this possibly might be stained glass, which means we are by a church. Oh, we're walking up onto the grass, and now a stone table on a big platform. There's some more lettering here, and I'm trying to work out if it makes any sense to me. That looks like an S or a 2. Not sure. We've got this a bit worn away. This is another stone structure, but I haven't really worked out what they're supposed to be yet. Oh my. The only other thing I can think of is gravestones.
A Sense of Place was produced by Tony Hill, with thanks to Sally Good and the Derbyshire Association for the Blind.
David Tudor's realisation of Cage's variations to there, and then after that, which is what you just heard, was one of the tracks taken from Sonic Arts Network's latest CD publication called Inside Out, A Psyche and Its Geography, and that's curated by the artist and filmmaker Andrew Cotting. Swiftly changing direction now, I have an excerpt from the US group Royal Trux's CD, Hand of Glory. Now, most of this material from the CD is taken from demo tapes recorded in San Francisco between 1985 and 1989. And although I'm a big fan of the group's more conventional rock and roll stylings, I actually happen to believe this is their best work.
Dell is bourgeois town. Desire among the owners and operators there is a kiss not sweet, not bitter.
That was a track called Until the Streams Overflow from a CD that was sent to us in the office last week by a project or band called Strange Rainbow, hailing from Scotland, featuring Katrina McKay on harp and Alistair MacDonald on laptop and live electronics. Which brings us to the last segment of the show, and indeed of this series. So first, an excerpt from Jason Kahn's CD Miramar on the Portuguese label Sire, or Sir, I never know how to pronounce that label's name. Jason will be performing a solo amplified percussion and electronic set at New Departures on Thursday the 4th of December at Café Otto in Dalston, North East London. Be sure to check him out there. And to wrap things up for today, a track I've been meaning to play since episode one of the San podcast, but never felt it was quite right. Whether the time is now, I don't know. Anyways, here's the awesome impromptu live collaboration between Wolf Eyes and Anthony Braxton at the 2005 Victoria Film Festival. Bye.
you guys want to hear Leper War or Black Vomit?
What sounds better? Anthony, what do you want to hear, man? Leper War or Black Vomit?
Black Vomit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. All right, let's see what you got.
Thank you.
Oh, good night.
Thanks a lot. Anthony Braxton. Nathan Young, Mike Conley, you know that guy already. I'm Johnny Shithead. We're the fucking Wolf Eyes. Enjoy your weekend.